It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill. Got a good show lined up for you today. As you know, each and every Wednesday we have the postman, Steve Post, is going to join us here in just a little bit. Want to give you a heads up about tomorrow's show. Tomorrow we're going to have Lance DeWeese on tomorrow. He's a four-time winner of the National Open, and we'll be talking to him tomorrow right here on Mostly Motorsports. Welcome to the show, everyone. We got a lot to talk about, but I got to start off the show a little ticked off this morning. I'm a little PO'd. So there's a company that is using our video and promoting it as their video. This company called Fast Five Solutions. They have used a video that we did last year when we were on the national tour doing our broadcast down at Devil's Bowl when Sammy Swindell got together with another car. And to be honest with you, it was kind of a Sammy deal. Sammy was a little more at fault at the accident, but that's besides the point. This Fast Five Solutions has taken credit for the video that is Racing Boys video. And I don't know about you, but when you work really hard at traveling up and down the road doing these live videos as we did for 13 years with the Lucas Oil ASES National Tour, somebody tries to rip you off and call it their video, there's nothing that annoys you more than that, right? So what I'm thinking about doing here right now, I'm thinking about calling this Fast Five Solutions. I've got their phone number right here. Got it right here in front of me. And in fact, I think that's what we'll do. I think what we're going to do right now is we're going to call this Fast Five Solutions, these rip-off people. And I've been told they've been doing this with other video as well. We're just going to give them a call right now. Austin, I'm gonna call the number here, and I'll tell you when to pot it up. Let's call them right now. 1. Pot it up, Austin. You got it potted up?
It's up. It doesn't show it's on the air, so it shows it's still blocked.
It shows it's blocked?
And now it's off the air, or off the phone.
All right, let me try it one more time here. All right, let's try it again. Is it ringing?
Nope. On my phone back here, I have a circle with a red slash through it.
So you can't get through to them. Is that what we're seeing here?
I guess. Give me the phone number. Let's see if I can run it back here.
Come over here and let me give it to you real quick. We'll give it to Austin. That's an 8 right there, Austin. Give them a call. Let's see if we can ring them up on the phone. Let me tell you something. There's nothing that pisses me off more than when people try to use your video that you've worked and spent tons of money running up and down the road, and people try to rip you off and use your video. There's nothing worse than that to me. It's like stealing, right? That's exactly what it is. It's just like stealing. All right. Austin's going to try to call that number. Austin, let me know when you got him tuned in. I will let him know that we are on the air. So don't worry about that. So anyway, long story short is, you know, when do you got him on there? Put him on air. You got him? All right. Who am I speaking to? All right. All right. Who am I speaking to here? Who may I be speaking to right now at Fast Five Solutions? Who am I talking to? Fast Five Solutions. Is this the company that we just called? Are you not brave enough to talk? You're live on the air, just so you know. You're live on Mostly Motorsports, and we're calling Fast Five Solutions out for ripping off other people's videos. How about that? They hung up. Imagine that. Imagine that. Whatever you do, do not use Fast Five Solutions for anything, right? The ripoffs. They totally. Austin, go to my page and pull up that video, and I want to show people what they're doing so people have an idea of exactly what's going on here. There's nothing that ticks me off worse than people trying to rip off people. There's nothing worse than thieves and liars, right? Look at this video. Put it up on the screen, Austin, if you can. You see right there? Wise words from Sammy, brought to you by Fast Five Solutions. Here we go. This is them calling back right here. Racing boys. Who are we speaking to?
Who's this?
This is Scott Trailer from Racing Boys. Who's this?
This is Wesley.
Wesley, why in the fuck are you ripping off Racing Boys' website by airing our video on your website and saying it's your video? What the hell is going on there? Why are you doing this?
You're not.
You are. It's absolutely brought to you by Fast5Solutions.com. It's right there on the screen. What the hell you mean it's not? What are you talking about? You got your goddamn name on the screen right there. It says right there, www.fast5solutions.com. What are you doing, Wesley? Why are you ripping off people? Why are you doing this? You've done this before. People have said it. I've heard about it. You rip off people's video, and you put it up there, and you make it look like it's yours. Why are you doing that, Wesley? Tell me why. Wesley, he's not willing to talk about that, is he? Huh? Fast Five Solutions is a ripoff. Do not use Fast Five Solutions for anything. They are thieves. Absolutely 100%. They are. It's stealing. That's what it is. It's stealing. And Wesley doesn't have the balls to even say anything. All he can do is hang up. He's scared to fucking death. And let me tell you something. I'm not going to let anybody put up with that. I'm gonna do something about this, Wesley, just so you know. I'm not going to sit on my hands and just sit here and let somebody rip Racing Boys off, right? It's not going to happen. And it pisses me off when it does happen. And we're going to do something about it, Wesley, just so you know. So that video, you better pull it down, and you better pull it down now. Because Racing Boys doesn't play this game, right? We're not going to play this game with you, Wesley. We're not going to let you rip us off like you've done other people. Rick says he's done that with Flow Racing as well. All right. Austin, I need to settle down a little bit, don't I? I need to pump the brakes a little bit here.
That's up to you. I'm just sitting back and watching the show.
Do you understand why I would be upset about that though?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I like I told you earlier. I mean, I've seen people. Now you see it on like TikTok mainly of you know, I've done it before. Like used a replay from Dirt Vision or Flow Racing of you know me qualifying or whatever, but. At least there, it has their logo still on it, and you've given credit to them. Now, that wasn't the case in this deal, and like it's pretty much stealing in my mind. So yeah, I mean, anybody that uses video without permission or doesn't give credit, I mean, that's not a good look.
Yeah, Nina, she's chiming in. She says, "I know the feeling I had. Dock companies down here." Put pictures of my docs in their ads. I guess their stuff is not good enough to put in their ads. Makes me mad too. I'm just really pissed off right now, to be honest with you. And this Wesley over there at Fast Five Solutions is a thief. He's a thief. He's ripping off other people's videos and putting them up. He is an absolute 100% thief. Do not trust this company, Fast Five Solutions. They are ripoff artists. They rip off other people's videos and put their name on it and make it look like it's theirs. That's a Racing Boys video. And I'm telling you, Wesley, you better get it down. Because I'm not playing. I'm not going to play with you. I'm just telling you. I'm not going to play with you. We're going to do something about it. Just so you know. Don't play with Racing Boys. I'm telling you. That's our video. And you shouldn't have that video up there. It better get pulled down immediately. Or we're going to have some problems. All right. Oh, let's just take a deep breath for a second. Sorry for the language. When I get mad, I have a hard time with the language, Austin. I shouldn't be that way. I shouldn't say the things that I say when I get mad. But when you get bent out of shape a little bit, I want everybody to go over there and send that guy a message. Go to Fast Five Solutions on Facebook and tell him you don't like the way they're ripping off people. And that you're not going to support them if they continue to do so. All right? All right, Austin, let's get back into racing right now. All right? Let's just talk about that a little bit. The National Open is this weekend. Carson Macedo, he won it in 2021. Donnie Schatz won it in 2020. Brent Marks won it in 19. And tomorrow's guest, Lance DeWeese, won it in 18. He's a four-time winner of the National Open. Who do you think is the odds-on favorite to win this National Open this weekend?
I think it has to be Lance.
How many races has he won total at, it's over 100, isn't it?
100 and like 910.
Yeah. So, does the advantage go to the guys that race out there at Williams Grove? Is Brent Marks, Lance DeWeese, Anthony Macri, does it go in favor of some of the guys that race out there weekly, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's no different than, you know, the Outlaws coming to Knoxville and some of the Knoxville weekly cars being competitive. And, yeah, anytime you get to race on that track, you know, week in and week out, you get a really big notebook, bigger than the Outlaws. You know, they only go there, I think, maybe 6 times a year. Mm-hmm. And that's if you're on the tour for quite some time. So, you know, they race 6 times, and sometimes in a month, sometimes in a month and a half. So, yeah, you know, you can't count out the Outlaws in any way. Just, you know, they race on so many different tracks that they can adapt and be fast, you know, within a hot lap or qualifying session. And it's this place they've been to for quite some time. And most of the guys on the tour have been there for, you know, well over a handful of years. I mean, some of the rookies, but they don't really be that competitive. But, yeah, I definitely think, you know, if you can race anywhere weekly and show up at the big money shows and have the equipment that can be capable of winning, you're going to be tough to beat. And that's what we're going to see with Lance. I mean, Lance won the rain-shortened race. That was the Friday night portion. I bet you if that race doesn't, you know, only run 10 laps, it runs all 30. Mm-hmm. He probably walks away with that deal even more than he did in this 10 laps. And if they get to race on Saturday, he's already won this race in my mind.
David Gravel won it in 17. Carson Macedo won it in 21. And Donnie Schatz won it in 2020. How good a chance does the World of Outlaw drivers have? We've seen Carson Macedo and Donnie Schatz win it the last 2 years. You've got to give them a chance. I got to believe that Carson Macedo, I don't know. You know, Brad Sweet, he's only won one race there, right? Williams Grove? I think that's it, right?
Yes.
One race, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, going into the original weekend of this race, I had one outlaw guy and one local guy picked. My local was Lance, and my outlaw guy was Carson Macedo. You know, I think Carson can still get it done. He was really fast there in the two previous trips there, I think in the spring and also in the summer. And he had a pretty good run going in the prelim feature on Friday night. But, you know, here in the last couple of races, he really hasn't been – I mean, he's been good, but he really hasn't been – up in the front, mm-hmm. And that's kind of making me want to change my pick to David Gravel. After Gravel's, you know, he had a really good run out at Port Royal, and then he had a really good run at I-80 and Lakeside too. So, and like you said, he's won this race before. So, you know, they're kind of getting to the end of the season where they're, you know, kind of on some pressure to get good consistent, you know, finishes. And I think, you know, Gravel's really good under pressure, and it's showing that he's, you know, out here winning races and finishing in the top five. So, you know, I feel like he always runs pretty good at Williams Grove anyway. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see Gravel maybe, you know, have an upset and win it for the Outlaws.
David Gravel also won it in 2014 as well. 14 and 17. So I think that's a pretty solid pick, David Gravel. But me personally, I'm kind of like you. I'm going to go with Lance DeWeese. I just think that, you know, the quantity of wins that he has at Williams Grove, he's a four-time winner of the National Open. He's got to be one of the favorites. There's several people that have won many times. I'm sitting here looking at 80, 84, 85, 86. Doug Wolfgang won it 3 years in a row. In 71, 72, and 73, Kenny Weld won it 3 times in a row. And Bobby Adamson, he won it in 67 and 68 back to back. I don't know. Those drivers are no longer around, and I just got a feel that Lance DeWeese has got to beat this weekend. So anyway, that's kind of what we're talking about. And I want to we don't want to talk too much about Bubba, do we? Austin,
that's up to
you. Are you surprised about the penalty that Bubba got?
I'm just glad we got a penalty, and NASCAR just didn't brush it up under the rug. Do I wish it was more? Yes, but sometimes you got to settle for what you can get.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm kind of doing right with this situation.
Are you disappointed they didn't put a monetary fine or take some points away from him? Do you think they should have done that as well?
I think they should have given him at least one more race and hit him with a fine.
So you think he should have been penalized two races, a fine, no points?
Yeah, that's fair enough, I think.
Yeah. What do you think the sponsors, what do you think McDonald's is thinking of all this incident right now? Do you think they're real happy about all this? I wouldn't be if I was the sponsor of that car, would you?
You know, they probably enjoy it maybe a little bit and just the publicity that they're getting. I mean, McDonald's is a popular fast food chain, so, you know, everybody talks about them, knows about them. And now they're getting a little more attention, which... it's not good attention, but they're getting a little bit more. So on the marketing side, I guess that's a slight positive to it. But you're being associated with something that you don't want to have your name associated with. And Michael Jordan has mentioned it a couple times that, you know, he only writes paychecks to winners and people who succeed. And, I mean, if you're acting like that and pulling stunts, you know, like Bubba did and, you know, took himself out of a shot at winning another race. He's already won one this year at Kansas. I wouldn't be too happy right now. And I know I said maybe Monday or Tuesday. I didn't know what, you know, Michael was thinking. But, you know, a couple days removed from that, you know, you remember things that, you know, has been said in the past. And, yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan is probably not probably not the best boss you want to have. He's probably pretty strict and hard on you to perform and succeed. And, that's what Bubba needs to keep Bubba from, you know, having mistakes like this.
Yeah. I bet it doesn't happen again, does it? You think Bubba will make that mistake again?
Yeah, he might. Maybe down the road. Maybe it might not be at the end of this year. It might not be next year. But this could happen again. And that's why I think the penalty needs to be a little bit harder. So, you know, when you're in that position and your adrenaline's high and you're not thinking straight, you might have a little clarity and be like, all right, well, if I do this and it's, you know, pretty blatant, I'm going to be out two races and out some money out of my own pocket. I don't want to do that. I want to go to the boat. I want to go, you know, do this activity on my off week. And I need that money, or I need to run these races. Or it's just, yeah, I'd rather lay down the law hard the first time and hope it prevents it a second time. And if it doesn't, hit them harder again.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said, Austin. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Steve Post, the postman, is going to join us here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Oh, and by the way, Fast Five Solutions are thieves. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery, We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. Guess what? The video has been pulled down. You believe that? It's funny when people get called out on the air, how they change their tune a little bit. Joining us now on the show, Steve. Steve Post, the postman, joins us now.
What's going on, Scott?
I had a little implosion this morning. Did you hear that?
Yeah, well, I'll not be a Wesley. I'll chat with you.
All right. Good enough. No,
that might be the new racing boy model. Don't be a Wesley.
Don't be a Wesley. That's it. Steve, I kind of lose my mind once in a while. I don't know why I do that. But when people...
Well, I know why you do it, because you bust your tail to work hard and you get out there on the racetrack, you get the good stuff, and then someone steals it.
Right. That's exactly what was going on right there.
You made the whole thing, you made one mistake. Made one mistake. You said it's like stealing. No, it's not like stealing.
It is stealing.
It is stealing. Yeah. It's stealing.
Yeah. Steve.
That's the thing. So, no, I get it totally. I know how hard you've worked. I know how hard it is to get stuff like that. And what that's like, and the accomplishment and the relationship that you guys have, that Sammy can express himself like that.
Right.
And feel comfortable expressing himself like that. He knows you guys, and so that's why he got the good stuff. That was a great interview. That's an iconic interview.
Oh,
and then
no
to
doubt.
Have this nut Wesley come and just try to promote his whatever he's promoting on it. That's crap.
Well, I mean, you've probably had it done with you before, right? People try to scavenge some of your video away from you and try to make it look like their own. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm sure it has happened.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't do a lot of video work. So I don't do a ton of video work. So I can't say that I know what's happened, but it wouldn't shock me if it did.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, the two things that I can't stand in this world, Steve, just so you know, liars and thieves.
I'm with you on that.
I cannot stand liars
Wesley
and thieves.
Wesley didn't open up enough. Wesley didn't open up to prove himself to be a liar, but he did prove himself to be a thief.
He did. Steve, let's talk a little bit about the National Open coming up this weekend. What are your thoughts about? You know, we were sitting here debating who has the best advantage. Is it Lance Deweese? Is he got the best chance of winning this race with his record at Williams Grove?
Well, I think his record at Williams Grove obviously is speaks for itself. But here's what makes me believe that Lance Deweese is the man to beat. He's won the last four races there.
Oh,
you know, yeah. I mean, so he just – I talked to Lance. He came down to Millbridge with his son Cole last Wednesday or 2 weeks ago on Wednesday. And I think he's actually coming down to race Millbridge tonight. His son Cole is, you know, aspiring racer in a micro sprint. And I talked to Lance, and I love you're going to get a chance to talk to Lance. We talk to him all the time on Wing Nation, and he's just a pro. He just is a really good guy. Very, he goes out and wins the Tuscarora 50 and comes on Wing Nation and tells us how bad the car was. And, yeah, we need to be better. We need to be this. We need to be that. So he's very humble about it, very critical of himself, of their effort, making sure that everything is buttoned up. And what shocked me when I was at Millbridge 2 weeks ago, and I said, looks like you've got that car rolling around the Grove pretty good. And he smiled. He says, yeah, we do. And I was just like, where's the but? You know, where's the but we need to be this, we need to be that. I think Lance's recent performance is really good. And I think that puts him in, you know, in probably the favorite category. Now, you take the Pennsylvania Posse drivers as a whole and the World of Outlaw drivers as a whole, you know, it's not like you're a one of two favorite. You're a one of 10 guys that, you know, you could make a case for winning this race. But I think Lance has got to be pretty much at the top of that list, but not necessarily based on the historical. The historical is impressive, but based on the recent history, he has really got that car dialed in at Williams Grove. And they actually, they won the prelim night on Friday night, but this got rained out, and they took a different car to Port Royal because they wanted to just sit on this car because they felt it was a potential car to win $75,000. So that's a team that is very analytical, very calculated, and they have had a chance to calculate their way to favorite status as we go into Saturday night's race.
Do you feel that the regional guys, the guys, the PA Posse guys that run up there, do they have a sizable advantage over the World of Outlaw guys, or is it kind of an equal playing field a little bit?
In 2022, it's Posse. They have the advantage over us. And Scott, this is a great sports rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes a great sports rivalry is that there are periods, races, games where both sides can win. You know, they both. And 2 years ago, you know, this was a year or so after the passing of Greg Hodnett.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was like, I think the Posse's lost their way. You know, the Outlaws were going up there, and they were winning on a regular basis, winning most of the races at Williams Grove, winning at Lincoln, winning the World of Outlaw races at Port Royal. And the pendulum 2 or 3 years ago was hugely in the favor of the World of Outlaws. And that pendulum has swung now, and it's hugely in the favor of the Pennsylvania Posse. When you look at Lance, when you look at Brett Marks, how good he is, when you look at Anthony Macri, how good he is, Danny Dietrich has been good. Danny hasn't won yet this year with the Outlaws, but Danny's awful good. The pendulum has kind of swung, and I think when you look at this Saturday night's race, I think the Posse has probably got a little bit of an upper hand. But in a year's time, that could change back the other way.
Yeah. Carson Macedo, he won the last National Open. He's got 11 wins this year. He's got to be taken into consideration, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think Carson Macedo is one you got to take into consideration. When we look at the World of Outlaw group, I think Carson Macedo has got to be taken into consideration. David Gravel is so good, and he's a former winner of this National Open. He is so good at Williams Grove. He just has a knack and gets around that place. Donnie Schatz is a six-time winner of the National Open. Now, it's been a minute or two since he's won, but you don't forget how to drive a race car. So Donnie Schatz could be, remember the last time in sprint car racing there was a big stage at a little place called Knoxville, how that worked out,
right?
For Donnie Schatz. And so I think Donnie could be one to keep an eye on. And the one to me that's the most fascinating coming into here is Brad Sweet, who I talked about two years ago, the World of Outlaws owned the posse.
Right.
When I say the World of Outlaws, I mean the World of Outlaws with the exception of Brad Sweet.
Right.
I mean, he was good at Williams Grove. He was not Brad Sweet good at Williams Grove, and he struggled there. This summer they had the Summer Nationals, and Brad won the Summer Nationals, his first Williams Grove win. So while he only has one Williams Grove win, Lance won the prelim night before the National Open, and the race before that, the World of Outlaws were there, Brad Sweet won. So I think Brad's an interesting character, and we had talked to Brad after winning that race, and he had said that he finally feels like that maybe he can get around that track. Well, that track is so unique in that, Scott, and you'll see it if you watch Dirt Vision, you'll see it when they're in the middle of the front straightaway, the left front wheel is in the ground, up off the ground.
Right.
And there's not another place in the country, and then it's a big, fast 5/8 mile racetrack with hairpin turns. It is unlike anything in the world. I've talked to Brownie about this. I've talked to Brad about this. I've talked to Donnie Schatz about it. I've talked to Lance and Greg Hodnett, guys like that, about it. This is such a unique place that even a champion like Brad Sweet, it gave him fits. But in the summer of this year, Brad Sweet is one of the few outlaw guys that's won this year up in Pennsylvania. So it's fascinating. This Saturday night race, this National Open race, to me, is just about as fascinating as this has been, because there are probably 7, 8, maybe 9 guys that would not surprise at all if they won that race.
Right. Donnie Schatz won it in 2020, and David Gravel won it in 14 and 17. So that kind of gives you an idea of how they're doing. And Donnie has shown speed as of late. I would not be surprised to see him win at Williams Grove this weekend, would you?
No, not at all. He knows how to get around Williams Grove. And while Donnie has not racked up the 20 wins that we're used to seeing, or the Donnie Schatz of four or five years ago, when the big money has been on the line, Donnie has been stout, including winning the Knoxville Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't – if you are rolling in there and taking Donnie Schatz lightly, you are making a big mistake. He is that good of a talent, that crew, Scoob and everybody, that good of a race car, that Ford engine will handle down the straightaways really well. And those are long straightaways, And so, I think when you look at, I said there's 7 or 8 guys, Donnie Schatz is one of those guys that you got to put in that category of guys that you're going to need to keep an eye on. And Donnie's one of those guys that if, you're midway through that 40-lap race and he's running up in the top 2 or 3 and has a sniff of something, you might be racing for a second. That's how good Donnie is. Donnie is one of those talents that can carry a race car and will himself when he smells a little blood in the water. And that very well could be, what we run into on Saturday night, where Donnie could win that race. Not a shocker at all if Donnie were to win that race.
Yeah, Donnie Schatz has 3 wins with World of Outlaws this year. It seems like to me that whatever was going on with Donnie Schatz's car, it seems like they resolved that, and it seems like that they've got the speed in that car now, more so than they had at the start of the year. It seems like they've really come around a little bit more towards the end of the year this year, don't you think?
Yeah, and what that team has been through, and I've talked with Donnie about it. I talked to his former crew chief, Ricky Warner, about it. I've talked to his engine builder, Ron Shaver, about it.
Mm-hmm.
They took a blank sheet of paper and built a Ford racing engine. Okay, so I mean, when you talk about all the development in the Chevy engines, they took and they built a Ford 410 racing program from a blank sheet of paper. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And when you build an engine, Scott, what is the one thing you need? You need steam. Mm-hmm. You need horsepower.
Right.
Okay? They built this thing, and when we got to the end of last year, they had one problem. Maybe a little too much steam. Maybe a little too much steam. The steam was working good. Remember, Kerry Madsen was in the sister car, and the steam was working good for Kerry. Kerry's a real gasser.
Right.
You know, I mean, and can carry that. Donnie is more of a finesse driver. And so they've spent some time, they're not detuning the engine, but detuning the setup or tuning the setup, fine-tuning the setup to where Donnie Schatz is at. Mm-hmm. And getting it, getting the power bands and where it needs to be. And I feel like that they've overcome a lot of that. They've made a lot of progress. This seems like a mid-sized science project, you know, dropping a new engine in the car. This has been a major league science project that has at times confounded people all the way up to and including Doug Yates, who is the leader of the leader of Ford's motorsports program with Roush Yates Engines. It has at times frustrated Ron Shaver. It's certainly at times frustrated Donnie Schatz and Tony Stewart, but they still believe that the fruits of those labors are going to pay off. And I think Knoxville was a big step. That was the fruit of the labor that pays off. And I think they continue to tune on this thing. But this thing has revolutionized. And Donnie being such a finesse, precise race car driver, you've got to tune this thing to Donnie. And I think that's what Ron Shaver and everyone has been doing over the second half of this year. And there are moments where it's like, oh boy, here we go. This is vintage Donnie Schatz. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see, we might see it Saturday night. I wouldn't be surprised coming up next year that we might get back to a little old school racing where Donnie Schatz is doing Donnie Schatz type thing, because I think they've got this thing pretty close to sorted out.
Yeah. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the race at Lakeside Speedway, but James McFadden picked up the win there. It was his first win of the year. But McFadden has shown a lot of speed this year, and I don't know if you would disagree with me or agree with me, but it seems like James has really stepped up the program over there at Roth, right? That it seems like he carries that car a little bit better than maybe some of the guys prior to him a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I think Darren Pittman had good moments in the car and scored a win. I think what fascinates me about James, and in chatting with him, we had him on Wing Nation yesterday, so we chatted with him. The speed has been there. He has 10 podium finishes this year. I mean, that is 10 podium finishes, and he had 9 podiums before he got the win. And James was talking about there's been a few that have gotten away. There's been some mechanical problems. They looked like they were going to win up at Skagit in the 1st of September, and they had a mechanical problem. James has acknowledged that he has made mistakes as a driver and on restarts and doing things, but they've really had good speed. They've been up front a lot, particularly in the second half of this race. And he said, and he had a bad restart on Saturday night at Lakeside. Mm-hmm. He had a bad restart, and he thought in his mind, here we go again. You know, I'm going to monkey around and give this one away. But he got settled in and then went to work and started picking cars off and was able to get up there and score the win. So huge win. Ironic, the 99th win for Dennis and Teresa Roth with World of Outlaws. Right. Ironic to me that simultaneously out in California, it was the Dennis Roth Classic was taking place out at Tulare. And there
night.
Was a whole
yeah.
group, the whole Roth family and everybody was all tuned into Dirt Vision. And with the time change and everything, they kicked off the Dennis Roth Classic with a win in the World of Outlaws halfway across the country. So
yeah.
Really, really neat night for Dennis and Teresa Roth. You know, James told us that other than going to Tulare and winning or somewhere out in California and winning, this was probably the best night to win in that Roth number 83 car, because the whole family was gathered out at Tulare and they all got to celebrate together. And what a neat night for James McFadden. And James is just the consummate pro, man. I'll tell you what. And, you know, I think that he has carried this car very, very well.
You know, what's funny is that Madsen's out of the 83 junior car. Did you hear about, I'm sure you heard about that, right?
Yeah, we understand that Dennis Roth is not scared to make driver changes, and
right.
for whatever reason, it's just not worked with Kerry. it's that 83 junior car, that California car that runs some of the World of Outlaw races, sometimes in the Midwest, has just not worked. You have that situation, and you have it compounded by Tim Kading getting released from his team. And I don't know how many times Tim Kading and Dennis Roth have been together and apart, together and apart, together and apart. But when I found out that Tim Kading was no longer going to be in that 42 car, my mind immediately thought, which 83 car is Tim Kading going to be in and when?
Right.
You know, and it turns out the 83 Junior, the California car, Tim was in that car and gave it a pretty good ride. For whatever reason, Tim Kading and Dennis Roth, they can get along really, really well to get some results, to get some wins, and then they can not get along well enough to part ways. And then a year or two later, they can get along well enough to come back and do it again. And this has gone on and on. When I found out, I saw on Tim's Facebook page that he had parted ways with the number 42 car. I said, there's a number 83 in his future. And sure enough, he was in that West Coast car.
Yeah, Kyle Hurst carried that car pretty good as well when he drove it.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Kyle Hurst, and I haven't talked to Kyle this year that I'm aware of. He just is. He's tied up with a speed shop. He's doing a lot of work with a speed shop, if I'm not mistaken. And so racing, he's got to pick and choose his battles when he can do it. And I think that's where TK, you know, just wants to go wheel and deal every time he can get a chance. And I think that, you know, for as long as it can last with Dennis Roth and Tim Kading, I think we get another go around with that combination.
Yeah. All right. So we'll step over to the NASCAR side of things and talk a little bit about, you know, what the subject of the week is, right? It's Bubba Wallace and Kyle Larson. And to be honest with you, I thought it was BS what Bubba Wallace did, hooking Kyle Larson on a 1.5-mile track at the speeds they were running. Your thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah, I agree. You can't do that. Right. I mean, that's just not acceptable. And you just can't do it. You have got to. I understand emotion, and this was a fascinating. And I stay out of the discussion. I don't live in that world. I don't host programs. I don't get on social media about it and everything like that. Right. And I watch this thing, and there is nobody in the NASCAR industry that is more pro Kyle Larson, and nobody in the NASCAR industry that is more pro Bubba Wallace than I am. I mean, Bubba was one of my Legends kids, one of my summer shootout kids.
Right.
You know, and the reason that I love Bubba Wallace to death is his passion, his energy, his drive, his determination. What got Bubba in trouble is his passion going over the top, and he made a major mistake there. You can't do that. And you know, he messed up, and he messed up big time. Now, a lot of guys mess up. I mess up. We all mess up. Wesley messed up. You know, I mean, Bubba did it on a big stage, national television, in a spot that was very dangerous to a fellow competitor, in a time period where all we have talked about the last month or so is rear-end hits of these cars. So
right.
Bubba's emotion got the best of him, and he made a big mistake, a big error, and he cannot do that anymore.
Yeah. I'm sure McDonald's can't be too happy about this as well, right? I don't think anybody is. I don't think anybody
is.
Yeah, right.
You can't be. And I think this is let's talk a little bit about the penalty phase of this thing. Okay? I've watched this week unfold, and I do a little podcast for one of my diecast clients. And I said, it doesn't matter what NASCAR does. It doesn't matter what NASCAR does. A small percentage will think it's all right, and a large percentage will not. And that doesn't matter what they do. You know, I mean, you know, suspended for a year, you know, obviously there a lot of people would have lost their minds about that. A $15 fine, a lot of people would have been upset about that, and anywhere in between. We end up in between with one race. I think the one race penalty is I've seen a lot of people on social media saying he wasn't penalized because there wasn't a cash or a points thing. What is cash to Bubba Wallace or that race team?
Nothing.
Points? Yes, exactly. Points, there might be a little bit of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is Bubba Wallace feeling on Sunday afternoon this weekend? What do you think Bubba Wallace is going to be doing on Sunday afternoon? You know what he wants to do.
Right.
You know what he's supposed to be doing. You want to send a message to him. He's in timeout. And I tend to think that, and whatever you want to go. I mean, and I heard you guys talking, and Austin thought maybe two races. That's fine. If it's two races, I think sitting out this weekend will likely more accomplish the goal of Bubba never doing this again than a monetary fine. Because it is going to be a terrible weekend for Bubba Wallace.
No
watching
doubt.
Your car go around that racetrack, watching your sport go on without you, and this sport can go on without Bubba Wallace. This sport went to Rockingham without Dale Earnhardt.
Right.
This sport can go on with Bubba Wallace, and we will have a perfectly good race at Homestead Miami Speedway, and he's going to have to watch it. I just believe that the suspension of the suspension, one race, two race, whatever you want to go, I think we're looking here at making sure that this doesn't happen again. I think the suspension is the best course for Bubba and probably anybody else to double think and maybe pump the brakes when you're faced with that similar situation. Because this is going to be a lousy Sunday afternoon for Bubba Wallace. Lousy Sunday afternoon for Bubba.
No doubt.
Imagine it. Imagine. You've lived your whole life for this. You've scratched and clawed. You've been called names. You've been beaten, battered up and down the country. You find yourself in a spot a month ago. You get that second career win, and you take yourself out of the seat of that race car.
Yeah. I think the biggest loser in all of this, he's currently eighth in the points, is Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell was an innocent victim of this. And it's sad to see that, to be honest with you, because now he's eighth in points.
I agree totally. That is you're right, and it's the victim of this. Here's you know, Christopher's putting a happy face on it, and I'll say this, okay? I had Christopher Bell making the final four. Christopher Bell is still on my list to make the final four, and I don't think it's because of Martinsville prowess. Christopher Bell can go to Homestead and make this all right, you know. And here's the thing. Christopher Bell and that team are talented enough to go to Homestead and make it all right. The Toyotas on the mile-and-a-half tracks have been really, really good, and Christopher Bell on that racetrack, it's his favorite racetrack, have been really, really good. Now, I hate that he's the innocent victim of Bubba taking out Kyle Larson. I hate that for Christopher Bell. I just that's part of the racing, and I don't know how you ever fix that in racing, because there's innocent victims all the time in motorsports. That just is part of the game, and it's you kind of go with it, you kind of live with it, you kind of ride with it, and go with that. There's innocent victims all the time, but the reality of it is that if you're Christopher Bell, you still have some life left in you, because you're going to Homestead Miami Speedway, and he is really good at this racetrack. And the last time their back was against the wall was a place called the Roval, where he's not good, and right. They scored the win. Now we're going to the track, and I don't know that back against the wall. Martinsville is such a wild card that maybe his back is against the wall at Homestead, and this is a track where he is really, really good. I would not be surprised at all if Christopher Bell doesn't win on Sunday afternoon. Writing the whole chapter of these 2 weeks and putting everything kind of somewhat semblance of what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Steve, what do you got coming up on some of your programming that you're doing? Wing Nation, MRN, just kind of give us a rundown of what you're going to be up against this next couple days.
Yeah, we've got some really fun stuff. Wing Nation yesterday, we had Rico Abreu on, and you know, Scott, just you're always a better person when you get done talking with Rico Abreu.
No doubt. You know,
you walk away from a conversation being like, man, the world's going to be all right. We're going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. You know, Rico is a good guy. So we had Rico and James McFadden on Wing Nation yesterday. And coming up on Wing Nation, our television program, Blake Hahn, another guy we just love to talk to. And it was really cool getting a chance to catch up with Blake and talk about that sweep of Devil's Bowl and the family and, you know, with everything from Emmett to his new baby girl. and how life is going for Blake. I think the world of Blake Hahn. I just think he's such a neat kid. And so we have him on our Wing Nation program on MAV TV this weekend. And then the other show I do here, and this was an absolute blast, kind of a sleeper, if you will. It's Crew Call. Todd Gordon, Joey Logano's former crew chief, and I do this show, and we talk to crew chiefs and garage insiders, garage people, and we talk to Mike Beam, who is the president of Petty TMS Racing. This is the team that Eric Jones drives for, just won the Southern 500.
Right.
And Mike is a fascinating character, and I won't steal all the thunder from our program. Mike started crew chiefing with Petty Racing in 1981. That's 1981.
81.
Mike has won races at Hickory with Harry Gant driving his car. And Mike is the president of Petty GMS Racing, that is one of the teams that is just sky-high optimism, not only with Eric Jones, but with Noah Gregson. And we had a great visit, everything from present-day NASCAR to some historical stuff with Mike Beam, president of Petty GMS. That's Crew Call, and that just dropped this morning. It's on MRN.com, or you can look it up on YouTube, Crew Call, our garage video program.
Steve Post's appearance is brought to you by Sage Fruit. We want to thank those guys for allowing Steve to come over here and be a part of our show each and every Wednesday. Mike Beam, he's been around. He is really the fingerprint on over there at Petty right now. That's the reason that they've turned that program around. Wouldn't you agree on that?
Yeah, because he's a racer.
Right.
And they've hired a bunch of racers. Scott, this goes back, you know, boy, and you get a racer, and they found some racers who also have engineering degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man, you want to talk about the combination. He is a racer. He just is. Here's the other thing, okay? We have heard all kinds of whining and pissing and moaning about this car from a team perspective.
Right.
We don't have parts. We don't have pieces. You can't do this. You can't do that. Todd Gordon, my co-host on the show, said, how does this compare with some of the changes you've seen in the past? And Mike said, this is easy compared to 1981 when we went to the downsized car, because we had nothing and no engineers. They changed the wheelbase, they changed the width, they changed the model, and they said, go to Daytona and run the Daytona 500
mm-hmm.
with nothing. He said, we were in Daytona testing, sawing off springs to try to make it so Kyle Petty could drive around the racetrack. He said, this has been nothing compared to that change in NASCAR. So that historical perspective, this was a sleeper one. I knew Mike Beam was going to be a fascinating guest. Boy, I'm telling you what, when we got done, we got to commercial break, Todd and I looked at each other, it's like, oh my gosh, just absolute good stuff from a historical perspective, but also the modern day present. How Grant Enfinger's hoping to, with the truck series, with the GMS truck series, Grant Enfinger's hoping to race into the playoffs this week at Homestead. So everything from preview in Homestead in 2023 to racing with Harry Gannett, Hickory Motor Speedway, and everything awesome in between with Mike Beam. Fun, fun show. Really, really good stuff. And you're right. He is the thumbprint, the fingerprint of what's going on at Petty GMS. 65 years old, all that history, and they are one of the most optimistic teams right now when you look at it in NASCAR with Noah Gregson and Eric Jones racing next year. It's so neat to see him leading this team with all the energy and the vibrancy that he has. That's a testament to him and to Maury Gallagher and to Richard Petty, the co-owners of that thing. And they've got themselves a really neat situation up there.
Yeah, no doubt. The chemistry is good over there right now. So, all right, Steve, thanks so much for taking the time to join us each and every Wednesday. We appreciate it. Again, our friends over at Sage Fruit for allowing you to come over here and be a part of our show. We can't thank them enough. And we can't thank you enough for doing so. Thank you, my friend.
Remember the hashtag, don't be a Wesley. Don't be a Wesley. That's our hashtag going forward. But no, appreciate it, Scott. Always fun hanging out. Thanks for having me on, as always.
All right. Don't be a Wesley. There you have it from Steve Post. And that was some pretty good stuff. We're just going to take it to the top of the hour. Oh, that's right. I got to do that. So we want to remind everybody, they've got a new Corvette. up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum right now. It's a 2023 Z06 Corvette with a Z07 performance package on it. This is a pearl white metallic tri-coat color. And they're going to give you $25,000 in cash on top of that to help you pay for the taxes. This is a 760 horsepower 5.5 LT6 V8 engine. It goes from 0 to 60 in 2.6 seconds. It's an 8-speed automatic transmission. And I'm telling you, folks, this is as close to a real race car as you can get. This car is so sweet. You need to get online and go to winaz06corvette.com, winaz06corvette.com, buy some raffle tickets, and have a chance to win this great Corvette. It is such a nice, nice Corvette. I want a Corvette so bad, I can't tell you how bad I want one. But I can't afford one of these, so I'm going to be buying plenty of raffle tickets at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. There's also a cash option. If you don't want to take the car, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum will give you $75,000 in cash. The Corvette itself is worth $100,000, folks. So just take that for what it's worth. And while you're up there, why don't you buy you a Sprint Car raffle ticket as well? The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum has a 2022 Triple X chassis. They're going to be giving that away on Friday, December 16th. I think I've been saying the 15th, but it's the 16th. And if you want to have a chance to win this great, complete, race-ready 410 Sprint Car, you can do it online at SprintCarRaffle.com. That's SprintCarRaffle.com. And if you're not comfortable putting your information on a computer, I know some of the older people are not comfortable with that. You could always give them a call at 641-842-6176. Again, 641-842-6176. And you can do it on the phone that way as well. All right, we want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show today here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. For Austin O'Neill, for Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor saying thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Lance DeWeese joins us. He's a four-time winner of the National Open. That's all tomorrow right here on Mostly Motorsports. We'll see you then.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.